Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, travel is a big part of many people's, just lifestyle, including retirement. Many people are either solo retirees, so they're correct, in a situation where maybe they want to travel, but they have to now face traveling alone, or perhaps they're choosing to travel alone.
Correct. And I think your wife said that. She wants to travel alone without you, for sure.
Just most of the time, not all of the time.
Seeing how it is traveling with you solo sounds like a great idea for Maddie.
Yeah, we're doing this segment just for her.
Yes. And so let's talk about the opportunities, where the industry is heading, because this is a growing trend.
Yeah.
Not only is it prevalent in North America, but you go across the pond to Europe, they're seeing more and more of that as well. And so where are they doing? Where are they going? What are they doing?
And how's the industry, catering to that?
Right? Absolutely.
We've got Leslie Cater, who she's the CEO and the founder of The Travel Lady, to help us understand that very point. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, we've laid it out for you. So why don't we throw the ball over to you and just tell us a little bit about this changing trend towards singles travel, a little about what's happening and why.
Singles travel, I think there's a number of factors involved in here. As you said earlier, some couples don't necessarily want to go to the same places. Also, I find that with the demographics, unfortunately for you guys, women seem to live longer than men. So I have a lot of women who want to travel alone, possibly their widows. And though after a lifetime of traveling as a couple, it's a bit difficult to make that leap into solo travel. The main concern, I think, is that people want to feel secure and they want to feel safe. And one of the best ways of doing that seems to be on a cruise, because you're in a contained environment with your tours and meals on board. You're not wandering around a strange city looking for a restaurant. So this is where the cruise lines, I think, have been quite innovative. They have started recognizing this. In fact, Norwegian Cruise Line was the first to recognize this. Gosh, must be 10, 15 years ago now, they came out with the Norwegian Epic. And that has about 128 studio rooms on board specifically for solos. Now, I must mention for those solo travelers who are listening, these are inside staterooms. And many cruisers don't like the idea of being in an inside stateroom because you might feel a little bit confined, not having a window. Mm-hmm. How would you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that's one thing that when it comes to at least cruising, to be on the inside would be almost claustrophobic.
Well, yeah.
That's how I would feel.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe it speaks to, again, the evolution, right? I mean, the industry has at least recognized the fact that they're, for all the reasons that Leslie just stated, and perhaps as, that evolves, then, the industry will evolve to that and offer, different rooms and accommodations. But beyond just cruising, let's talk a little bit about traveling in itself, because we have lots of people that are solo retirees, Faisal. And we talk about the fact that a solo retiree, there's a whole bunch of differences, right, in terms of their experience versus a couple.
Yeah, so let me tee this one up as well, because I think we have many of our solo retiree clients who are, I would say, more introverted. They don't have that ability or willingness to actually do something that's in a large group. They prefer to be more of a smaller size, or even just one or two people that they don't even know would be better than a whole big large group, like a huge cruise.
Right.
And then we also have a segment of our solo retirees who want to travel but have a hard time finding people to travel with.
Right.
Yes, and that's a question I get asked often with solo travelers. They say, well, can you team me up with someone? I know that there are solo travel clubs out there, and that's not something we do. But what we would rather do is, if we're talking about a tour, find the right tour for them where it's a small group of people. A couple of years ago, for example, I went to Ireland on a tour, a small group tour. It was actually with G Adventures. And the age range was from about 30 years old up to 80. And we had four single people on the trip, but we only had 10 people on the tour. So they didn't feel as if they were in a mass of people. they had the option to share and reduce their costs. This is another feature about solo travel, is that you do have this opportunity to be teamed up with someone you don't know, of the same sex, obviously. That's a bit of a tough one. And I have heard some horror stories of being teamed up with somebody you don't know and you end up not liking very much. So if you can find the option to travel solo without that huge single supplement, then I think that's the way to go. Small group gives you security. You have a tour leader who's looking after you. And people have come back to me and they've said, oh, wow, I met up some lovely people and now we're going to meet up again and travel together. So it forms relationships as well with people who have a similar lifestyle, but maybe they live at opposite ends of the world.
You've mentioned Ireland. What are the other most common destinations for solo travelers today?
Well, Italy comes up on top all the time for solos and people traveling as a couple. It's just one of those destinations that seems to be on the bucket list, with Tuscany, Rome, and Sicily now is coming up as well after that White Lotus TV series we had. Everybody's curious about going to Sicily. So traditionally for solo travelers, I think they like to kind of stick to maybe North America or Europe. It seems a little bit safer. But once they've got their experience, then they want to start launching out and maybe look at South America or Asia or one of those destinations.
Leslie, is it actual like tours that are happening with solo travelers, or what activities do a lot of the solo travelers that come to you, what do they want to do? Because of course you want to go see all the sites, for example, in Italy, but are there other activities that solo travelers want to do?
Well, solo travelers, for the most part, I think are quite adventurous. So they want to do things that are active. I get a lot of requests for hiking, walking, particularly. I think as well, they want to learn about the destination. Solo travelers that I deal with tend to be in the little bit older demographic, because I think young people traveling solo are much more adventurous. So as you say, your solo retirees, they want to learn about places. They don't just want to go somewhere and sit on a beach. That's right. They've done that. They want to go to a place where it will be enriching, that's full of culture, where they will have a knowledgeable guide who will teach them about the destination.
You made a very interesting point, Leslie, about, how does somebody start if they're, let's say they're suddenly single, right? And they've not done this before. How do you start, right? It doesn't have to be the European Grand Tour. I think you can start with something small and a little bit more local and get your confidence level. But speaking to that, for those that are listening right now that perhaps have been reticent to do that, give us your advice. How would a person start venturing out to get back into this notion of travel and the travel experience if they find themselves suddenly single and they don't know what to do?
Right. Yes. Look, it is a big, scary step. And I think part of that is sitting down and speaking to a professional. Go and see a travel agent, someone you can actually sit at a desk with. I find that is a very popular thing now. People want to come in and talk about their travel. They don't want to do it online or over the phone. And I think face-to-face makes that first-time solo traveler feel much more confident and secure. And enables them to open up, because that's the whole thing. It's communication. If I, as a travel agent, understand your fears, your needs, your desires, I can pick the right place. So it's really all about communication.
I think that makes good sense. Put a plan together and ask somebody who's got some experience, right? Help you out. Okay. Leslie, I want to thank you very much for sharing some terrific advice and shining some light on this idea of solo travel and how companies are actually responding to that. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We've been joined by Leslie Cater, the CEO and the founder of The Travel Lady. Okay, let's talk about lifestyle, travel, experiences, all of those things. How do you make it happen?
Yeah. How do you make that happen? What's the financial strategy to do all the things you want to do in retirement? We've got two seminars coming up. The first one's on Tuesday, March 19th in Lethbridge at the Sandman Signature Hotel. And the second one on April 16th, 7 p.m. at the Silver Springs Country Club. You need to register to join us. go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, are you tired of waiting in lines or taking weeks for you to get in to see your doctor? We may have a solution. Stick around after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.